Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, did you all hear about this lady? Her name is Miriam Ibrahim. And CBN News is reporting that they put her in jail. They put her in jail because she was a Christian and she refused to deny Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. Right. It's like, why would we want Islam? Why would we want radical Islam in our nation? Why would we want women treated this way? She's pregnant and has an 18-month-old child. They put the 18-month-old child in there with her, and they're saying things like, you know, CBN's reporting that, you know, they're going to let her first have the child. They're not going to, you know, and they're going to charge her with adultery for sleeping with her Christian husband. And it's like, if you haven't yet seen the Bible versus the Quran and the VFN torch, it puts it side by side. You got the Bible on your left side, and the right side you have the Quran. You can see them. You can compare the two. And we need to compare the two and just find out what's going on. Because if you are a Muslim in Islam, then you are following the Quran. Whether you could be a backslidden Muslim, or you can be it's like a lot of Christians are. Well, I believe some of the Bible, but not all the Bible. Maybe they're Christian. I don't know. But then you have radical Islam, which is people that believe 100% from cover to cover, what the Quran says, and that Muhammad heard wholly from God, from Allah. But then you have Christian, radical Christianity is the total bipolar opposite of that. And it makes a big difference when we're talking about, we're called to be radical for God as Christians. And when we're seeing our own current leadership promote Islam in our nation, remove radical Islam, according to Michelle Bachmann, from all of our libraries and FBI, which Eric Holder is over, and CIA. It's like, what are we doing? Why are we doing this?
Yeah. And what's interesting is that radical Christianity means that we fall more in love with Jesus and more love comes out of us. Radical Islam means more people get hurt, murdered, and are in bondage.
Yes.
Clear, distinct difference.
Right. And radical Christianity is less of me and more of him.
Right.
And radical Islam is more of me and less of them.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to convert or go to servitude or die.
Or it's over.
At the sword, one of the intimate terms in the Quran, I think somebody says the most intimate term in the Quran is, he's as close as the sword is to your throat.
Yeah. You know, you can almost imagine people thinking, why are you talking about this? Hello, this is a real threat. Look what's happening in Europe right now. I mean,
at the present rate,
the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, said that in 20 years, Germany will be an Islamic nation, in less than 20 years. And if that wasn't bad in itself, you're talking about Sharia law coming against the Constitution, a radical change. And we need to be educated, need to be informed of actually what is happening and what is going on. So, yes, we're going to keep it in the forefront. Yes, we're going to talk about it, because you got to know that, listen, this is not going to be good for America, not going to be good for us.
Take a look at this. You got to see the CBN News.
Good evening. I'm Mark Martin. Sentenced to die all because she won't renounce her faith. That's what one pregnant woman in Sudan is facing. A court there has sentenced her to hang for being a Christian. Dale Hurd has more in tonight's top story.
Protesters gathered outside a court in Sudan's capital after the woman was sentenced to death for refusing to recant her Christian faith. 26-year-old Miriam Ibrahim was convicted of apostasy on Sunday and given 4 days to repent and escape death, according to her lawyer. Ibrahim was born a Muslim but married a Christian man. The court also ordered that Ibrahim be given 100 lashes for committing zina, Arabic for illegitimate sex, for having sexual relations with her Christian husband, Daniel Wani. Wani is a U.S. citizen. A spokesman for the prosecutor said they were given ample time to prove their innocence, but I believe in upholding our traditions and customs as Sudanese. But this political activist said the court has no appearance of justice or respect for freedom of choice in one's beliefs, personally and individually. Tina Ramirez of the human rights group Hardwired says the U.S. government has not been helpful in this case.
So there's a huge failure on behalf of the United States. The husband, Daniel, had even been trying to get a visa for his wife and child to come to the U.S. prior to this. And there were many complications, and it still hasn't been processed.
If there is any good news, it's that there is still time to save Miriam's life.
There will be an appeal, and that could take years. They won't put her to death while she's pregnant or weaning the child, so it could take a couple of years before the sentence is carried out anyway.
Dale Hurds.
This is totally amazing. Listen, he's an American citizen. Her husband's an American citizen. All we have to do is give her a visa to make her back. He's an American citizen. Yeah. The fact that he's married, that she should be able to be an American citizen. We should go rescue her. That's not a complicated thing. Why are we supporting Islam in this world like this?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.